88, are you 8? KE8, are you 8? KE8, are you 8?
KE8, is that mobile?
KE8, are you 8? KE8, are you 8?
KE8, VFI.
KE8, are you 8?
Well, good morning, Road Warrior. How's it out there?
You know, the roads in my neighborhood were still snow-covered, and then 696, three lanes of it were really good, and now I'm back on surface streets. I'm on, what, like 12 and Stevenson, and they're wet with a little bit of slush on them. It's not bad. I mean, if I could be not on the road, I would be not on the road, but, I mean, I've dealt with worse, and I'm not going to complain.
All right, so it sounds like they did a good job keeping up with it overnight and staying ahead of it. That's about what I expected, so I got some running around to do with the wife today. If she isn't feeling like driving, then I'll drive her. But I just did the driveway and the sidewalk, and it was some heavy, and probably 4 inches or more, because it's the most we've had yet, and it was heavy, so that's done. I got to charge up my batteries so I can do the neighbors. He had a heart surgery a while back. The wife did it yesterday, and I don't know, that looked like too much. They're much older than me, so hopefully I get them charged before they get out there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been raining for the last, man, probably hour and a half to 2 hours. As I'm coming up into Troy here, it does look like there's some snowflakes falling, but it's been several degrees above freezing since I left my house.
I thoroughly checked the weather app before I went out, and, you know, thinking maybe this will all just get rained away, but I think there was too much of a base for it all to go away today. So that's why I got out there and cleared it. Anything that's left on the roads that they salted is going to be a mix for the rest of the day, and like high of 35 for most of the day. I think it'll get sloppier, but condition-wise, better than worse.
Yeah, and I've been on main roads since I left my neighborhood, and they put salt down, and you know, gets up to 35, 36. There's not going to be anything left on the roads unless they're in a like a turnaround or something like that. Everything that I've been on as high traffic has been pretty good.
All right, glad to hear it. Anybody else been out here this morning?
No, not that I've heard. I know Sean was. He was going to Lansing this morning, so he probably had a fun ride. And I don't know where Dakota is. The kids got a snow day, and he's working from home. I don't know. That was the other part. It was a hard time to leave the house. My daughter has a snow day. My wife's a teacher, and she has a snow day. So I was the only sucker getting up and leaving.
Oh, man, yeah. My wife was a teacher. Ran into that many times. And, she was watching last night, Romeo, they all called nice and early last night, so Dakota's probably got the kids to deal with. Don't know what his wife's got to do, but probably something like that. And then, Sean, if he went, you know, he's going to have to be careful all the way up, but should be okay. Sounds like they did a good job.
Yep, and, you know, as I'm getting further north, I'm Stevenson and Maple almost, and it is a mix of gigantic flakes and raindrops. So we got, looks like maybe we have a little bit of it still in front of us. I haven't looked at any weather maps.
morning. It's going to be a rain-snow mix, probably up till 6 p.m., and I think, like I said, more wet than anything else because of the temperature. So did you get that radio working? I wanted to know if you got a mic and a power cord at the swap or since then, and is it working for you?
The radio is working great. I did get a mic at the swap and ordered a power cord on Amazon, but got lucky. I got home and had I was given an old ICOM HF rig with the accompanying power supply, and it had that same connector on it. So I've been running that power supply, and it's been working good. I've been able to get on that 2-meter sideband net twice now. Dakota and I tried to make contact last night, and we were not able to, but it said that the band conditions were really bad. I'm hoping that it'll improve, and I will be able to make contact with him. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be outstanding if you could hit Dakota. I'll try. I've been missing that 2-meter net. I like to do it like once or twice a week. And next time we'll have to make sure one or the other of us is going to do it, because I'd like to see what you sound like and, of course, what I sound like to you. And then we could also try on our own between here and there. That would be interesting. So anytime you want to try that, feel free to get a hold of me and experiment. That's what the fun stuff is. And I'm not sure. I know that's an ICOM, but does it have D-Star?
I don't think it does. I will have to look. I didn't buy it with any intention of that, so I didn't even pay attention. I'll look and see.
It's not a big deal, but if we're kind of on the fringe where all the analog stuff is noisy, if you can connect on D-Star, it cleans it right up. But no, not a big deal at all. But between FM and sideband, we should be able to do something. So, very good. You got to be getting close to final approach.
Just pulled in the parking lot, actually running a few minutes late. So, I'll catch up with you soon. Yeah, we'll have to experiment maybe next week. I got a couple things going the rest of the week, and we'll be out of town for a little bit. But yeah, next week, let's connect and see what we can figure out. That'd be a lot of fun. KE8RUH. Talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. We'll have to do it. Get in there. KEVSI.
That ain't GBS. Good morning.
How much snow did you get up there?
I'd say every bit of 5. Enough that I had to call my neighbor out this morning in her little Jeep, and then when I did mine, it took me, I don't know, 20 minutes maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I don't know if we got 5 inches. We probably got about 3 or 4. I mean, we got a good amount. I just scrape it off and maybe 5 inches. Yeah, because I had to shovel the porch and it was heavy.
Main reason I jumped on it early this morning. I didn't want to pass.
I have a crushed asphalt driveway, so shovel down as much as you can, and then you get traction in the driveway with all the gravel. But yeah, I feel you. You know, my wife's got the SUV, but that's got traction control issues, so drive it like the old style. And my daughter's got the Hyundai. So she doesn't have her full-size truck. It's just in front of the house. So we'll see how an adventurous of a day it's going to be today.
Well, the good thing is, the further south I get, the better the roads are. It's 45 feet. Romeo, I just don't have good coverage until I get south of Elmont.
That's better. Yeah, Romeo shoots up that way, so it's pretty good. I think I can hit Romeo and from KPEC. I can't remember. So you got that door working now? Everything's good? You found where the timing adjustment was?
So, yeah, if it had a door contact, if I get those door contacts emulator with the resistor set correctly, I'll have it set fine. So basically, there were never door contacts, they just emulated them with the resistors and jumped on the comments. So, for some reason it doesn't do that, and it's being a door open too long and a fourth closes after 90 seconds and it's not following the 5 second delay. So that is my mission this morning, which shouldn't be too hard, and then I guess I'm going to try to hook up that stupid rack, so I just got to figure out which wires go where.
Are these two terminals, or is it a pigtail?
It's got terminals on it.
I have black power, and the relay there. Put it under, if you're going to wire it in series with the door strike, you want common and normally closed. So when it activates, it drops the power to the door strike, which then unlocks the door.
Well, the first thing I need to do is tone that wire out, make sure it's going where I think it is, and then hope that it is still hooked up correctly in there. I think it's dolphined with a bunch of other stuff, so I'm pretty sure I just have to hook up the racks and I should be done. I'm hoping.
Easy lemon squeezy. Then if you had a service only contract, come out there and do it. And geez, me and Brad will get that whole thing cleaned up in about an hour and a half.
Oh, I know. I would like that. Trust me. I'm going to push for that because I don't want to spend another day dealing with the door. I mean, now that I understand it to a better degree, because I was totally blind going into it and I'd never touched any of this before, I get it. Like, you explained it to where it's a understandable concept, but I don't want to mess with this, man. I got enough crap to do. One of our sales guys yesterday, he goes, shouldn't you be, like, working on cybersecurity measures and things like that? I'm like, yeah, shouldn't I be?
Cybersecurity and access management, that's what you are.
Yeah, well, the problem is my title is Director of Infrastructure IT, which means they can throw anything that is electronic in my under my umbrella, and it's my problem, and that's how this happens.
Gotcha. And the thing is what I never thought of. I saw the resistors there on the inputs, and, like, there's nothing there. So you guys acquired the space and all the equipment that came with it, because I don't know who was in there before. So you inherited somebody else's mess.
This used to be, I don't want to dox it, but a paint company.
solid. I mean, it's really thrown together. I mean, I can see that just by the pictures you sent me.
Yeah, I would like to know two things. Was the contractor of the building the one that put this in? Because if they were, it makes sense that her is the cheapest bidder, right? And that's why it looks like this. Or the other thing I would like to know is, has this thing been molested over and over and over the last 25 years, and that's why it looks like it does? Or was it installed this way, and that's why it looks like it does?
Correct on all three accounts.
Anyway, appreciate your help. Wouldn't have been able to get it done without you, and I just got to figure out that timing thing, and we're in good shape.
Once you understand the basics, go into it as programming a new FT300 by hand. Or with the software, and you're like, oh, that's right, dang, got it. And then once you understand the concept of it, you'll fly right through it, eyes closed.
Yeah, and yesterday, just discussing it with you, it kind of started to click of, oh, I get it. What I don't get, and I wish we could figure out, why the hell was there an external relay?
Well, I'm seeing the overall picture of the programming and how it is completely wired all the way around. It'd be kind of hard to figure out. I mean, I think I see the concept, but still going to go through and, do the big picture of it. Say, oh, that's why they did this. Oh, that's why they did that. And that's usually how I figure it out. Be right back. I've got to put fuel in this beast.
At 8, DBS, standing by.
KE8, VSI. How's that freeway, Dakota?
Good morning, Greg. The further south I get, the better it gets. I'm at 34 and 53 right now, and there's no snow at all on the freeway. It's just wet. So truck says 34. I'm sure they salted the crap out of this and plowed it. So I don't know what the forecast has for us the rest of the day. But roads are fine now, just not good up north.
Very good. Yeah, the Elmont Armada Romeo schools all called real early last night and talked to Anthony this morning about the same thing. He's, you know, the subdivision was crap and then the rest of it was just pretty much fine. 696, 3 out of 4 lanes were great. So good deal. Rest of the day is supposed to be more wet and sloppy than anything else. So I think it'll be exactly that, wet and sloppy. Won't get any worse, I don't think, just because of the temperature. Got mine all cleared out. I got to do my neighbor's. He had a heart issue a while back, and the wife was out doing it yesterday. They're all way older than me, so I'm like, I want to get over there, but I got to recharge my batteries. So doing that, hopefully I can get them charged up before they go out there. And other than that, just kind of hunkered down. My wife's got a couple appointments this morning. I may drive her. We'll see.
Last night, I have a 74, 75-year-old widowed neighbor next door to me as well. So I do the same thing. I make sure she's taken care of. And, you know, she needs stuff in the yard or whatever, I do it for her. So I jumped out this morning and plowed her driveway. I didn't know that the forecast was going to be wet. I mean, it's supposed to freeze Thursday, though. So, yeah, I am glad that I got it out of the way because it's going to turn into a sheet of ice. And I forgot that you have an electric snowblower. Now, how much runtime do you get out of that?
I didn't really time it yesterday. It only took me 20 minutes because it was super light and easy. I think it probably took me 45 minutes this morning. And there's 5 bars of indicator on the battery. I had 2 left. So it'll do mine all day long, you know, or, you know, one whole driveway and sidewalk with plenty left over, but I wouldn't have had enough to do the neighbor's driveway.
That's not that bad then.
if I remember your driveway correctly, that's a decent sized driveway to get done with batteries.
In other words, it's exactly what I need. It'll conquer any snow we got that I got to deal with on one charge, and then anything beyond that, I got to top them off again. So I'm happy with it. It's light, it's easy, it's quiet, so it's nice.
Tell you what, man, I love my electric yard tools. I obviously can't have an electric lawnmower, but the weed whacker, the blowers, all that stuff, it is so convenient. They weigh nothing. The weed whacker is way quieter, obviously. The blower, not so much. I think it's louder. but, man, talk about convenience. You don't have to mix fuel. You don't have to stabilize crap. You don't have to worry about it starting in the spring. I bring majority of my batteries downstairs. I don't even know how many because I have all the tools. But they just live in the basement in the wintertime. I keep one or two on my tool bench if I need them. And pull them out in the spring, top off the charge, and I'm ready to go. I will never go back.
For sure. Yeah, and you can have an electric lawnmower. It just would cost you a fortune. I'm assuming you want a riding or zero turn of some type. But they got them. Even Ego, the brand I got, but they're expensive. And, yeah, the two batteries I have are 10-amp hour. I use one of them in my lawnmower. I need both of them for the snow blower. And they also make 12 amps, so I could actually up that if I wanted to, but I don't really have a need to.
KKJ, I'm back. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Go ahead and take it. I'm going to go swap batteries. I'll be back. KEVSI.
Hey, I don't have a snowblower because I got that gravel driveway. So doing that, it'll tear it up and I'll be throwing rocks across to the neighbor's window. So everything's a shovel. So basically I just got the sidewalk and the porch, to shovel in and around the truck. But one of the neighborhood kids always comes by and says, hey, I'll shovel everything for $20. I'm like, here you go.
One thing I miss about living in the village, we get that every now and then. My driveway wasn't that big, but I didn't want to do it a lot. And same thing, kids are like, we'll do it for $15. I'm like, here's $20, thanks. And they wouldn't do the best job, obviously, but it would be done where I didn't have to do it. That's all I cared about. And I got a crushed asphalt driveway, too, but mine's so compact it's from all the semis driving over it this summer. I actually got to fix it in the spring. There's a couple low spots from them just beating the crap out of it. Man, I don't even really push any rock, which is nice, but I do have skid pads on my plow to where it kind of just skips across the top of it. But I remember growing up, my dad's got a gravel driveway, and man, every spring, I don't know if he just didn't know what the hell he was doing, or if he just didn't know what the hell he was doing, but there was gravel in the grass everywhere.
Yeah, my mother-in-law has a really nice two-stroke snowblower. He's had it about four times, I think, the entire time he had it. Now that we're getting into our nursing home, it's sitting there in the garage, and I've got to figure out what to do with it. So that's like a $400 snowblower.
Have you tried one on your driveway?
I think I did one time before, and I was throwing stones everywhere. We got somebody that comes and shovels it now. He's real good. He cut down all my trees in the backyard. I still got stumps, but we'll deal with that in the spring. But he shoveled the last time, and last year when we had all that snow, he dug around all the way around the driveway, the sidewalk, around my little park cart service van, and a bunch of other stuff, and he only wanted $30. I'm like, all right, hey. And then I hired him to do everything else. So he's a good kid. He's like 20-something, trying to make the best of his life kind of thing. KCAKKO.
I was going to say, if it's a single stage, yeah, it's a no-go because I actually make contact with the ground. But if it's a two-stage, you might be all right. But worst-case scenario, I'm sure that would go quick on Facebook on a day like today.
for 300 right now. I should tell my wife about that. Say, hey, you want to sell this snowblower? Because she's the durable power of a truck.
Well, there you go. That's how I bought both of my snowblowers on a day just like today when I'm like, man, I need a snowblower. And terrible time to buy them, but, man, people buying, getting, people selling them, getting their money's worth, that's for sure.
Yeah, today would be the perfect day. Never thought of it. Now I gotta, tell her, hey, we need to sell the snowblower. We took over the car. You know, so that's done. And then we got an elder law attorney that we're seeing next week to get all the other soluble finance or assets away. So Medicaid and everything else of that will kick in for her for the nursing home.
There's a spot in there that I can't even open warrant. I don't know what the hell is in that little area. Like, a quarter mile, just no radio signal.
What, a tip of green?
Yeah, like 24-mile road, like just north of the 23-mile road exit where it kind of like curves and drops down and then you come back up before 23.
I can usually pick up Richmond from there.
I can hear Detroit, Warren, Romeo, Mount Clemens, and Richmond, but getting out, I just sound like I'm in a frying pan.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's like a little dip right there, and you're just right there in the, like, between all four.
Just a little dead spot. I don't know why. It doesn't even seem like it goes down that much, but it's enough to screw it all up. There's now a truck on the side of the road here. An Amazon truck. My stuff's going to be late. Semi. Speaking of trucks, I just realized I drove the wrong one today. I was supposed to take my wife's truck.
Why? So she can have the 4x4 to get to work?
No, she's got the same truck, just different trim package and different motor, but I'm trying to keep miles off of mine because I don't know if I'm going to keep it or not. And we just got hers and got way more miles on that lease. So that's our commuter if she's not working or we're going somewhere because I'm at 29,000 on this one and I got 14 months to go. And I have 1,000 miles left in my lease because when I got this truck, I had a company car that this truck sat in the driveway for 6 months, and I think I put 4,000 miles on it, and now it's the total opposite.
I mean, it's a decent truck. I mean, maybe keep it, but I know you've been talking about that Humvee V that you want to give it a shot.
No, I'll probably end up keeping this truck. The only reason I would get rid of this truck at this point is to get a 2500, and I just drive too much to have a 2500. I really don't feel like dealing with 14 miles a gallon, 12 miles a gallon. I'm getting 20 plus in this thing, and it's a V8.
Well, I get it. My daughter's got an F-150 Lariat, and she's got the Coyote 5.0 in there. She goes to the gas, she only drives a few miles. I mean, she goes from Memphis down to Hall Road and Gratiot by you, and then back home, and then her boyfriend lives in Richmond. But she also travels with it, so she's put some serious mileage on it.
Definitely a trade-off, definitely worth it. I can never go back to a small vehicle again. Even the Tacoma I had, I just could not fit anything in it. It drove me insane. My final, I knew it was small to begin with, but my final, like, I'm done with this, was I bought a, what the hell is it? It's a Gorilla cart. It's like 12 cubic foot, like, yard wagon, basically. And I ordered it online at Tractor Supply. I'm like, cool, I'll go get it, throw it in, you know, put it together at home. They gave me the freaking display model that was already built, and I couldn't fit it in my truck bed. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. I can't stand having a truck that doesn't do truck things. But yeah, no, I'll probably keep this truck. I got my radio installed in it and all that. I got tin tonneau cover. I just don't feel like doing all that. Most of what I do in a truck now is drive to work or drive to go hunting, and this serves its purpose. It's going to need new tires here soon, though. The factory tires that they put on these things are like styrofoam. They last 30,000 miles before they're crap.
Well, I got a tire guy. Actually, I have two tire guys. If you're, you know, looking into something. I got a pretty good deal on the upgrade tires.
When the time comes, I will definitely call you. I need to order a leveling kit and airbags for the back. That's the whole thing, right? Once I definitively know I'm keeping this truck, then it's going to be, then I got to do stuff to it. But I need to do that, and then I'm going to get some, I love Firestones, and I always put Firestone Destination MP2s on my pickups, which are atrocious tires in the rain, the snow, whatever, but they look so good, and they work great off-road and fields and mud and all that. So I'll probably put those on here. Maybe. I don't know, I might need to be a little bit smarter since I drive so much now.
My mechanic does all that Firestone Continental Goodyear's. He's a big Goodyear dealer. Goodrich. And if he doesn't have it, he'll order it. He's pretty good. I've known him for 30-some odd years. And then my daughter, her, the owner of her shop, they have a tire store down in East Van Dyke, and they do pretty good deals, too.
Where's your mechanic at?
Right across from Target on Senior. Ray's Auto and Tire. It's owned by Jerry Raygartz and his brother Mike, and, well, Dad used to be there, but he's moved on. Kind of thing, but it's, ever since they started, they've owned it. So, yeah, he's pretty good. He tells me to know me, and then he can work something out.
All right, good to know. I have not had a... I used to have a mechanic or a shop that I went to, and we kind of bartered a bit because I did IT services for them, but they just got crazy expensive for everything, like way too much money for simple things. So I'm always looking for a reliable, fair, I'm not even going to say affordable, because wrenching is not cheap, and I understand that, but, you know, a fair-priced shop that I can take my stuff to. So when the time comes and I need to do the front end on this for the level and all that crap, I will definitely hit you up or hit those guys up and go pay them a visit.
Comment. KE4ZYQ in the comment.
Was that Greg?
Dakota, come on here. Go ahead and pass it on to Dakota. KCKZO.
Yeah, I just want to chime in on Ray's there. It's been well over a decade, maybe even two, but I had a buddy that I went to high school with was wrenching there. So at the time, I had vehicles that needed maintenance, and they always did take good care of me there. So I just want to state that. So second that motion. KEBSIZYQ, go ahead and pass it to Dakota.
Yes, young man. You know, back when I was in Tennessee, we used to use a...
All right, well, it's two testimonies right there. That's good to know. I do have access to several mechanics, but I know they're very, very busy, and they're used to working on heavy equipment, so I don't know how much I trust them working on my truck. But, yeah, that's on the list. I think I might have just made up my mind on keeping this thing, so now I got to make it cool. On that note, I am pulling in my driveway here, so good catching up with you, Greg. It's been a minute. We'll have to do some Simplex later or something. And, Dom, always a pleasure. I'm sure I'll be texting you later. And, yeah, I'll be clear out of here.
N8DDF. Everyone have a good day.
All right, very good. Glad you got in safely. Yeah, now we got Anthony with the new radio, too. We'll have to experiment with him in the loop. Tom, as usual, and Dakota, we'll talk to you guys soon. KEVSI, was that Dave the Trickster out there?
Oh, real quick on Anthony. So we tried yesterday, but I think conditions were terrible. I could barely hear him on sideband, but I'm pretty sure there's some kind of solar storm going on to where tons of atmospheric noise. I don't know if you've had a similar result.
I haven't been trying in the last few days, but I've heard the same, so we'll definitely try it again.
All righty. I'll catch you guys later. N8BDF.
8BSI.
WD8KLL.
WAFU. No, W8FU, KZ8Z.
Hey man, Crazy8Z, don't be telling me.
Sitting here sweating like a beast. My shirt's soaking wet. But the driveway's done, and the front's shoveled, and the back is shoveled so I can get to my grill. Ooh, it's good snowman building snow, I'll say that. It's heavy, wet. Ugh.
Yeah, I had every intention of shoveling before, and then jumping in the shower and getting dressed and heading out to my meeting. But I showered and got dressed for my meeting, and when I went out and looked at it, I said, yeah, I'm not even messing with this. I'll just get myself all stinky and wet. So I'm on my way out to Lansing. I'll just have to deal with it when I get home.
Yeah, the first part I tackled was the snowplow drift in the front of the driveway. That was ugly. I got a snowblower, so I'm not shoveling that. I just take like 3 inches of it off at a time. I kind of slice it off like it's a piece of cheese and just keep going. But if you have a snowblower on your street, I mean a plow that does your street, when you get home, that's going to be a rough one. Take your time, or better yet, hire some kid. See, we used to do that as kids. Man, we'd make, as my son would say, we'd make bank. We'd make so much cash shoveling drives. It'd be like 3 or 4 of us, and we would just be a machine out there. No snowblower, just shovels. You know, have the old school long handle push one, and then the pickup ones. And we had a process, and we'd just go driveway to driveway and make money. But I don't see that anymore. That would be great.
Yeah, I guess they're all doing online influencing now. So they don't have time for all that. Now, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be kids looking to... Well, I know cutting grass has been taken over by retired cops with their little lawn services, so that one has kind of been destroyed by that demographic. I don't know about snow shoveling, though.
Yeah, and if you get a company, it's ridiculous the price they want. Even cutting grass, I think they want like $50 to do my lawn. I used to have a guy do it for, I think it was 20 or 25, which was an absolute steal. And he stopped doing it, so I was bummed. So I had to bring my mower out of retirement. And since I brought it out and I went in, I cut the lawn as well. Kind of no excuse not to. So you're heading up to Lansing. What's up there? Is there another kind of building is up there?
Michigan State Police Post.
Oh, that Lansing. Yeah, I thought you were talking about a different one. Hey! Okay, I'm going to go hop in the shower. I'm a mess. So drive safe. You're a little staticky, a little picket fencing, as you'd say. But you sounded really good, so I don't know what repeater you're coming in on, but you're hitting it fine. Okay, Sean, drive safe. Have a quick meeting and a quick back. 73 for W8FU, KZ8Z. I'll declare a few.
Yeah, I said post. It's actually their headquarters. But, yeah, for some reason, I think because of the closure on 696, they've taken me on an 11-mile road in Berkeley, and they're running me all the way down 11-mile road before I get on 696. But, yeah, meetings. I got some business there, some work-related business, and then the meetings, it's all work-related, but the meetings from 2 to 4, you know, and then I got slugged back home through this, you know. Makes for a wonderful day. I don't know if this show's done or if we're going to get another solo. We'll see. Maybe I'll be lucky and it'll all be melted when I get back. Enjoy your shower. I know you enjoy your nice clean driveway. Catch you later, W8FU. W8FU.
How is the trek to Lansing going?
We're over on P25. W8FU.
Well, and you can quote me on this, yuck.
Are you by Flint or Saginaw? Closer to Flint. It's a little town outside of Flint.
You're sounding good. Your antenna is good. Audio, no problem at all. Very clear. KFA-DSC.
Same to you. You sound great, too. Well, thanks for coming back to me. 73, I got to get busier. KC at LKB.
Have a good day. KFA-DSC.
Hello, how's the driving where you're at?
Well, I saw a lot of indications of cars having trouble, the cars being off in the ditches, but the road's been really, really good for me. When I got off the highway in a couple of spots, it was a little slick, but I just went underneath 275 and just got on 696, and the roads are wet, but they're not bad at all. No gasoline.
Yeah, I just came back from the east side, and it was same thing here. Yeah, it's getting colder though, and I think things are going to start to freeze. But when I went out to my lunch out there, it was everything was melting. It was just wet. So you were just up in Lansing, right?
Correct. Yeah, I was out Lansing, and that was like I said, pretty smooth sailing out, pretty smooth sailing back. In fact, it was dry from Lansing. Oh. Clear on the almost a howl. The roads were dry. They didn't start getting wet again until here closer to the city. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to do my driveway at all before I left this morning, and so I don't know what I'm going to be faced with when I get home. Hopefully it's melted, but otherwise I'm going to have a big wet, sloppy mess, I guess.
Yeah, I woke up to 3 to 4 inches in our driveway, and I used a snowblower, cleared it, and then it got real slushy. I had to kind of go back over with a shovel and clean up some of the slush, and then I came and plowed the street again, blocked in the bottom, had to clean that up. Now the sun is out in Sylvan Lake.
At home, what's going on? I'm at Orchard Lake, Farmington, Orchard Lake exit 5 here on 696. So I haven't decided how I'm going to get home, whether I'm going to take a mile road or dip down to 8 Mile or Davison. I'll probably just hop off and do a mile road across.
Yeah, the sun is peeking out here in beautiful Sylvan Lake. Just peeking through the clouds a bit.
Well, it's behind me, so I can't verify it, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, clouds are not covering it up. It was a momentary sighting. So, I'm just about home here, so... Drive safe. Catch you later. KPR.
Oh, by the way, I got some news. Remember that thing we talked about, your coworker? I got some additional information on that. I don't know if you're interested.
Well, if it's, sure, if it's something I don't know.
I don't think I mentioned it to you, but I called over to my counterpart and asked, you know, what the story was, and so it's a waiting game is what it is. So he's got to just, your guys just got to be patient.
Yeah, okay. So it's not verboten, it's just taking a long time.
Yeah, I'll explain when I talk to you. And so like I said, I can tell you what the layout of what the story is. All right, later. W8P. Messy, traffic jammy situation here. 696 in the lodge where they dumped you off under the lodge. And so I'm going to, instead of talking, I'm going to pay attention to this until I get rolling again through this mess. I heard you, though.
Careful there. I'm kind of surprised you didn't do a 69 to 75 and then right on down to 12 mile there. Seemed like that had been a little easier route there, but either way, it don't matter. It's probably messy either way. Have a good one. Take care. 88WOJ.
Go ahead, Anthony. I'm battling a nasty convergence of Telegraph and US 10 and 696 and construction, just a mess. Until I get through this, I'll be back. W8FE.
All right, call back out. I'm getting in the car on the way home right now, and got a little more HT news.
KJO.
Hey Tom, what's going on?
Alpha Delta Papa or Alpha Delta Tango?
I said Hotel Tango, HT.
I got you.
How have your travels been today? Probably rather exciting this morning and then hopefully not exciting thereafter.
Well, they popped my truck up this morning, but I got one of the Transit 150s, so I got a bigger van now, and it's all-wheel drive, so I got through that, headed out to, where was that? Jefferson, and down there by Belle Isle, and it wasn't too bad.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I went in at, I don't know, my normal time this morning. I left the house about 6:15, and it wasn't too bad. There was some points that the fourth lane on 696 was a little wild, but other than that, it was pretty smooth sailing even this morning. But down here by me, it was mostly rain, and it started raining, I don't know, probably about 4:30 in the morning, so we didn't keep getting snow. So everything on the roads had started melting, and it was just heavy slush.
Idiot said ZSK with info.
Go ahead, ZSK.
Washington Hills again. Who was that? ZSK? Oh, I had KJ on the Anthony.
Okay, I got info.
anybody at all that's westbound on 696 near Orchard Lake, the freeway is shut down. It's an overwhelming police action. Multiple forces had to shut down the freeway. They might be leaking a few cars, but they just apprehended somebody that was a serious problem. So 696 westbound, right around Orchard Lake, it is shut down until they sort that all out. So all kinds of police vehicles got it closed off.
Thanks, ZSK. Sean, that may be affecting you. Hopefully you heard that. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm finally clear.
Yeah, I already passed all that. I'm over here by 75 and Lapeer when I was over that area, but the freeway, you know, spurs off there at 10 in the lodge. I try not to go that way as much as possible. KCKU, over to Sean.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm coming eastbound on 696. I just went through that. I didn't notice it, but I was focused on the mess that was heading east. And, of course, they pushed everybody off onto the lodge, and there was an accident right where they pinched. And so, what a mess. But finally, I'm getting off here at 10 Mile Road, and I'm going to just run 10 Mile Road across. I'm going the opposite way of Keith there. But I didn't notice that, Keith. I was just busy. But then again, I had my own traffic to contend with heading east, so I wasn't looking. But I'm back moving pretty well now.
Well, that's good. I know it's a total disaster out that way, so hopefully you have smooth sailing the rest of the way, because that can be ugly.
Yeah, my commute hasn't been too bad. I left the house probably a little bit after 7, and because I knew it was going to be snowing, and I had to be in Detroit by 9, so I ended up getting there about 8:37.
I called you a couple of times on P-25 and Statewide 1, and I was heading out to Lansing, and I wanted some advice, but you were nowhere to be found. Anyhow, Anthony, what's the HT news?
I may have found some more, so we'll have to talk. I'll send you a couple photos. I got a couple questions, and I think we might be able to work something out to be mutually beneficial. I can't tell if they're, they say they're UHF on the tags, but when I go through the service menu, they say VHF, so I'm a little confused by that, but I have 5 of them, and 4 of them are working, 1 of them has a bad screen. They're in decent enough condition. So we'll take a look at them, see what we can figure out. They are the R model, not the XE.
Well, I'll take a look at that stuff when I get home and figure it out one way or the other. Stuff cooking. And maybe we can get you into something without having to worry about it. Whatever, we'll talk about it.
Sorry, I stepped on Sean. Gotta jump. I'll be back up. KCKU.
We'll see you, Tom. Yeah, Sean, you're off tomorrow, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm off until Monday, and on for 2 days, and off until Monday, and on for 2 days, and off till Monday. I repeat that like 3 weeks here. In the next 3 weeks, I'm working Monday, Tuesday only. But most of us are only working Monday, Tuesday in 2 weeks' time. But, well, Friday. Anyhow, yes.
That's correct. I'm off until Monday.
Well, I have a half day tomorrow, so maybe what I will do is call out to you, and if you're around 11:30, maybe I could just hand these off to you, and then you can view them at your leisure.
Yeah, I'll get them on the monitor, figure out exactly what they are, figure out what needs what, if anything, and go from there.
Very cool. All right. How was your ride out to Lansing this morning?
You know, I got on the freeway, and then it was freeway all the way out. I got off to get a coffee in South Lyon this morning, and when I got off, the roads were a mess, and the parking lots and everything was just a slushy mess and slippery, and I saw indications of cars that had gone off the road. It must have been earlier, you know, but every now and again I'd see a car in the ditch, but the roads were great. The roads were, clean and smooth, and I didn't detect any ice or slipping or anything like that, so... It was a pretty smooth sail out, and aside from the traffic snafu I just went through, it was a pretty smooth sail back. So all in all, you know, it was better than I expected. The only thing I have to ruin my day is my driveway looks like when I get home.
Yeah, glad it's still a little bit warmer. It's at 32 right now, and I'm at Sequender and 696 because I did not address my driveway this morning, so I'm hoping to get home. I know it rained quite a bit last night, and I think it continued to rain down by me throughout the day, so most of what I had on the driveway and sidewalk should be gone.
Has anybody verified that? I haven't been home yet, but that's kind of what I'm hoping. Has anybody else experienced that the rain melted most of what they would have dealt with? Or I noticed a couple of the guys were out there shoveling this morning, so of course they wouldn't know. I'm just wondering if there's anybody like Anthony and I who didn't do anything with it and it went away on its own. I guess I'll find out when I get home, right?
WYM.
Do tell, sir.
I will tell all. Sean, you're going to be disappointed. Unfortunately, while it did get a few degrees above freezing, it wasn't really enough for it to melt. And the temperatures are heading down now. It's supposed to be 18 degrees overnight. So the sooner you get the stuff off your driveway, the better, before it starts freezing up on you and turning into literally a sheet of ice.
NKE4ZYQ.
All right, thanks, Starpad. Yeah, I'll just go straight. I'll go straight in the house, change, get on the tractor, and push it the hell out of Dodge. Ah, well, what are you going to do? Well, Anthony, that's probably what you got to look forward to as well. Joe, go ahead and ask Anthony.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ. Well, over here in Clinton Township, just south of Hall Road, it's still all the snow that fell, no less. And right now it's 31 degrees here in Clinton Township. And like just said, it's going to be on its way down.
WYM back to lurk mode.
I didn't catch that last person, what they were saying. But yeah, I'm at 696 in Van Dyke. It's going back and forth between 32 and 33 degrees. So I'll be home in 15 minutes or so, and I'll start taking care of the snow. Because the last thing I want is it to be an ice skating rink.
Yeah, looking at the temperature on the internet, KE4CYQ. It's going to be pretty cold the next few days, especially in the evening. And I don't see any snow on this weather that I'm seeing over here until some precipitation next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week.
Well, maybe we'll crack out the tractor. I don't know, I gotta look and see what I got. My good dual stage snowblower that can doesn't deal with really wet stuff. I don't know. I'll just have to see what it looks like when I get home. If it's wet and heavy or whatnot. Really packed and dense. You know, none of the blowers work real good. I got a single stage with a paddle, I think we talked about it. It does a great job, gets it right down to the cement. But it does not work good in the wet, soupy stuff. I mean, it does, but not much of it. I only have a little bit, and it struggles. So I got the tractor with the blade to deal with that if I have to. Oh, well. Old MacDonald had a farm. Get on my tractor.
Yep, it does. Definitely, I think it was Joe was telling us, it looks like it's going to get real cold. They're calling Saturday and Sunday night down to single digits. That's going to be chilly. But, yeah, Sean, I was excited for this snow because I just had my snowblower, got new paddles and a scraper bar and a tune-up. But I think you're right. I think by the time I get home, it's going to be sloppy and maybe just pushing it with a shovel, not even necessarily lifting it, just pushing it out of the way.
Yeah, first. So getting back to tomorrow real quick, do you feel you'll be in the mood for some lunch or something? Wait a minute, in fact, tomorrow's Thursday, isn't it? I may have lunch obligations tomorrow now that I think of it, but I'll be in your neighborhood.
All right, that'll work. Yeah, like I said, I got a half day tomorrow, so I plan on leaving the office at 11. So even if you're still at home or just starting on your way or you want to swing through my neck of the woods, we can just make it a 30-second handoff. So don't sweat it. I probably have some stuff that I need to get done because I'm also off Friday, Monday, and I'm not gonna be around to get anything that's necessary completed.
So I had planned lunch with my son and my daughter over in your neck of the woods. I was gonna leave it up to my daughter to pick the place, but then she called me yesterday or the day before and said that my granddaughter's really sick, and if she's not back to school by Thursday, she may not be able to go. But then I got a message from her that said she thinks she'll be fine. So I don't know. I got to find out if we're still on or off. But either way, I'll probably be grabbing lunch with my son for breakfast or lunch or something, and looking to it'll work out. I'll just keep the radio with me, and whether I'm in your neck of the woods and grab them, or whether we meet up somewhere on the road, we'll figure it out. Anywho, where the heck am I here? I'm trying to figure out. I'm on 690. Oh, okay, I'm coming up on Woodward. Cool. So I can go to Holiday Market. Yeah. That's the ticket.
There you go. Are you able to go east on 696 in that area now? Or is it just still just westbound?
Yeah, I thought it was the weirdest thing because, you know, they had westbound open, and then while they were working on eastbound, and then when they got eastbound done, instead of opening up eastbound and closing westbound, they shifted all the westbound over to the eastbound side. They just finished
and closed down the eastbound side, but you still can't go eastbound. So it's like westbound is still open, but on the newly finished eastbound side.
Interesting. There's got to be logistics behind that. There's more opportunity to go east than there is west or something. I don't know. But, it probably has to do with, I think they're routing people down the lodge to 94, and there's probably going west. There's the access points are too far apart. Who knows? I'm sure there's some logic behind it, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. There must be some traffic flow, logistics that make that the smart move. All right, anyhow, I'm here at Holly Day, not Hollywood. I'm here at Holiday Market. I'm going to run inside and grab some stuff, and I'll be back in a bit. You'll probably be home.
Sounds good. I'm about 8 minutes from my destination, so I'll probably catch up with you tomorrow. KE8RUH, have a good night.
Not sure if I said W8FU, but W8FU. What is it they say? Can't live with them?
Uh-oh, are you in the doghouse?
I don't know. I called her and I said, hey, I'm going to stop and get some. What do you want? She goes, I don't know. I said, well, I don't know. If you don't know what you want, how am I supposed to know what you want? And then she's like, oh. I go, oh, you're owing me? I'm, what do you want? Oh, man, drives me nuts.
Yep, and you'll get your answer right when you're pulling in the driveway.
Something like that. Anyhow. But she gets mad because I can't make up her mind. And everything, because I know it's useless to suggest things now. So I don't.
Oh, this is the exact conversation I'm having with my wife right now via text.
Yeah, especially like when they go, anything. No, really not anything, because I can think of two or three things that I would love right now that you would absolutely not want. So definitely not everything.
Hey, F8S. Yeah, we all eat separately here. It's weird, but that makes everybody happy.
She's usually pretty good about, just making the decision because she cooks before I get home, and I'm not there to really weigh in on the situation. So she kind of just makes what she feels like, and I either eat it or I don't. But for some reason today, she goes, what do you want? I'm like, well, what are my options? She goes, anything you want. I'm like, okay, well, what's in the house? And she goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, then I don't know how you want me to decide, and you say we can have anything, and you don't know what we have in the house.
Go with Kraft macaroni and cheese. You can't lose with that. You may have to hold your nose and eat it if she takes you up on it, but at least you've avoided the argument.
Or just have cereal.
Two safe bets. I can't do Kraft mac and cheese anymore. I don't know why. I cannot eat it. I think it tastes like cardboard. Maybe it's just the spirals one that she buys for the kids, but I only will eat Aunt Annie's mac and cheese now.
I concur. I am not a fan of Kraft macaroni and cheese. I used to like it. Nowadays, I don't know what it is. Just has some weird flavor. I not going to do it.
I know what you're talking about. talking about the Annie's Bunny. Unfortunately, she got, her company got bought out by one of the big guys, but it still tastes okay.
I also think that the shaped noodles taste better. I don't think there's any validity to that whatsoever, but yeah, there's just a funky taste about Kraft that it's almost like too synthetic, which you know you're eating garbage when you got powdered cheese, but Kraft is like extra fake.
You know what usually always works when you can't, nothing else works? Pizza.
Yeah, pizza. I had that at Costco yesterday. You gotta have Costco pizza.
I honestly don't know if I've ever had Costco pizza, but I've heard it's damn good. And I think, if I remember correctly, the piece of pizza is like the size of a paper plate. And yeah, pizza's always a safe bet. We've got a bunch of the Red Baron frozen ones. I love those. I think they're delicious. They're quick. They're easy. But I could eat a hot and ready any day of the week. I had Jets last weekend, which I've learned, you know, getting older, right? You start to get intolerances of certain foods. Jets. I can eat Little Caesars and be totally fine. I eat Jets and I feel like I'm dying.
Wow, that's funny because Jets is kind of premium, comparatively speaking. I'll eat either one. You know, I got no problem with hot and ready or hot. Now, I just don't eat that much pizza anymore because of the, you know, the carb thing with me and my sugar. So, you know, I have to avoid it. But Jets, I think, is one of the better for a chain. I think they're one of the better ones. And look at this guy. He's right. He's blowing out his front tire, and he's driving it. Like, he figures because he's driving slow, he's going to be able to get wherever he's going. Well, good luck with that. That rim is over. Anyhow, that Costco pizza, Dave, it's not the first time you've mentioned it, and I've been meaning to try it if I ever get a chance, but I don't have a Costco membership, so. What was the other one we were always talking about? There was the breakfast pizza, and then you were getting a breakfast pizza from someplace, right?
Yeah, Meyer. Meyer has a good breakfast pizza, but I got a little tired of it. It's still good. I just got tired of it. I should try it again. It's just the kids stopped eating it. They wouldn't eat it. And, you know, it changed. Their taste buds changed. But Costco, yeah, you can, I wonder, you don't have to have a Costco membership. You could just go in there and, you go in the exit. You can get all the food you want. They don't check your membership. But what was I going to say? Crap, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, Dakota, try it if you have trouble, if your stomach has trouble with the square pizza, try Jet's round pizza. It's a little bit better.
That could be the ticket because I only get square Jet pizza. I don't know why. I just think it's so good. But Sean, I agree. It's like the best chain pizza. Green Lantern's up there as far as a bigger one. But another good one, Sean, I think I told you over by you, Square One, which I'm pretty sure you had to have had. It's like 2 feet from your office. But yeah, Dave, I'm going to have to try around next time to see if the results are similar. It's not like I feel poisoned or ill, but, like, my stomach is just unwell from eating Jet Square, but I get Little Caesars round, and I'm totally fine, so maybe that's what it is.
All right. I took my own advice. I just called her up and said, would you rather have pizza? She goes, yeah, that's good. So, see? I should have taken my own advice.
There you go. Yeah, there's just something about the grease in the square pizzas. Whatever they put in the pan to keep it from sticking. I don't know what it is, but yeah, their barbecue chicken pizza is pretty good. But they put a lot of sauce, a lot of barbecue sauce on it. But oh my God, it's good barbecue chicken pizza. But I suggest trying a small or a medium. Don't try a large, just to see how your system does. But, yeah, I'm the same way. Little Caesars as well, I can eat that no problem. But, yeah, but anyways, like you, can't eat the square jet pizza. And I switched around, and I was fine. What pizza are you getting, Sean?
I think she just wants a hot now.
Wait, are you seriously getting pizza? I missed the first part of this conversation while I was jumping in the truck.
On Thanksgiving weekend, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, they had their pizza for like $3 or $4.
I double with you, Dave, my bad.
I was trying to go back in order. Go ahead, Sean, and then I'll take it after you.
Hold on, I got to deal with ordering this pizza. WNFU.
So, are we done with the snow? I haven't checked.
Currently not snowing. The roads, at least 53, is dry. Hall Road was fine. I think we're done, and now it's going to drop into the freezing crap, but it looks like they did a good enough job getting these roads cleared that it's not really going to matter. It's just going to be nice and cold.
KF Ada. Yeah, it's, I saw the sun come out for a little bit, so it gave me hope. Dogs will not go outside now. I had hope there as well. She was going on the snow, but now I got too deep. I had to actually shovel my grass to like give her an area.
All right, I just checked back in. All right, I'm just down my street. I gotta go park the car and figure out how I'm gonna deal with the driveway and go pick up my pizza. And now I don't want to wait there. It's gonna be 10, 15 minutes, whatever. And let's see what the road, I got to deal with it. Son of a gun. Travel safe. Catch everybody in a bit. WNFU.
NACBF. All right, Sean, I'll catch you later. So at least he's going outside, though. He's going inside. My dog, he's obviously potty trained, but he insists on peeing on my driveway. Does not understand that. He's walking out onto the driveway to pee, so now I have yellow snow everywhere.
Yeah, that's how my old dog was. Would go outside, just would not get to the grass.
He did it at the old house, too. He would walk out onto the patio and just pee. It's like, dude, you know this is not the yard, and you insist on peeing here, so... Frustrating, but he's 11. What are you going to do?
Yeah, next is diapers. No, I'm kidding. Diapers work well for small dogs, not for big dogs.
Yeah, he's doing better than he was. I'm also in that crater, so hopefully I'm making it out okay, but he's still takes 5 minutes to take a leak.
Like, actually... sits there for 5 minutes or just kind of walks around and then decides it's going to go.
No, he like legit sits there and dribbles for a solid 2-3 minutes and then he's done.
Wow, that's not good. If there's anything you can do for that.
I think it's just an old age thing. He's, I imagine that's going to happen to us someday.
Yeah, I didn't know if dogs had prostates or not. I didn't think they did, but I guess we're all, like, similar biology-wise.
Yeah, I didn't know. I still don't know for sure, but I just kind of assumed, right? Like, everything else kind of functions the same. But, yeah, he's just... I think he's just old or he's got crap growing inside of him.
whatever. He's still peeing. He's not peeing blood. Let him ride it out.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have kidney stones. Drink a lot of water or drink, like, how's the water situation? How often does he drink?
He goes in spurts, it depends. I mean, he won't drink or eat all day, and then he'll eat his food, and then he'll drink his entire bowl of water. Like, he just doesn't understand that he can graze and drink throughout the day. It's like he thinks he's got to do it all at once.
Yeah, my dog's starting to do that. When she was a puppy, well, she's still a puppy, but younger puppy, she used to want to eat it, you know, throughout the day. She'd go over by her bowl and graze, like you were saying. And then lately, though, she's shifted where she wants to eat once a day. So both my old dogs, they used to like to eat twice a day, but this one is a one time a day type of thing. Or maybe we'll eat a second time, but not as much.
Yeah, I don't know which one I prefer. Way back before we got the other dog even, we would just leave food out for him all the time, and he would just eat when he was hungry, and if we saw it was empty, we'd fill back up. Same with the water. And now he's so accustomed to, he was never food-driven, and now he's food-driven. That's annoying. And now he's accustomed to just eating when my wife gets home or, you know, when it's bedtime, and then he whoops down his food as fast as he can and lays back on the couch. But, yeah, I don't get why dogs think they got to do that. Like I said, he used to graze, and it was fine, and now he just eats. We give him two cups a meal, and then it's all gone. And I don't think if I gave him food in the morning and in the afternoon that he would eat both. But if there's food on the table, he'll eat it until he's throwing up.
Yeah, that's when you got to start regulating. Mine was refusing to eat certain food. Like, we got that farmer's dog food, and now she don't like it all of a sudden. She liked it at first, but now she doesn't like it, so I'm probably going to cancel that. I've been mixing it, you know, to make use of the money that I spent on it. I've been mixing it with other food that I make. I've been giving her eggs or chicken lunch meat. I mean, it's probably because I'm giving her people food that's really the issue, but she just started refusing it all of a sudden. So, I don't know. My other two dogs, they love that stuff, but now this one, so every dog is different.
I went through that with Jaeger, too. It's such a frustrating process because cheap dog food, which you should never give your dog, made his stomach upset, and he never had good poops. That was a whole other slew of issues. And then we went through all of the, you know, Taste of the Wild and what the hell is the other one? There's another one, Blue Diamond. And I think I might have tried one other one. And we ultimately landed on Purina Pro Plan Sport 80-20 or 50-20 or whatever it is. And he's been on that for years, and he likes it. Give me one sec. I got a call coming in. NADBF.
PSA there.
All right, I'm back.
Welcome back.
My wife is trying to do Kroger pickup, and her AT&T service does not work. And I said, that's hilarious, and that's why I don't use them anymore.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, Kroger pickup or Kroger delivery? We get delivery. Drives me nuts. I go, just tell me what you want, I'll go get it.
Kroger pickup, so she's sitting there with all three kids and her phone doesn't work to A, look up the phone number to call, and B, use her app to check in and say she's there. So she called me to do it. So, and of course you call and then it's like, oh, this is the pharmacy. It's like, I don't want the pharmacy.
We all need some drugs. Of course you want the pharmacy.
Kroger makes me want to do drugs. I absolutely
despise and hate that grocery store chain.
Is that the only one that's out there? There's no Meijer near you or anything?
Nope, not unless you go to Lapeer or 26 Mile Road. And she doesn't like Meijer for whatever reason, which I think is a far better grocery store. I would take Aldi's over Kroger any day of the week. What else is there? I would take Walmart over Kroger, but I actually wouldn't. And not because of Walmart, but because of the people of Walmart.
I saw a sign of they closed the self-checkout. I'm pretty sure it was a fake sign, but it's like we closed too many dishonest people. We've added more cashews, though.
Yeah, I used to be like, okay, leave these self-checkouts open, like, let me self-check out, it's quicker, whatever, and now I'm like, wait a minute, I'm coming here and spending money. Like, why am I checking out my own groceries and bagging them? Have someone else do it.
I will say I do like, I mean, I've tried it a couple times at Meijer. I do like the, you can scan and put it in your cart. The only problem, the only flaw with that is, You go to the special registers, right, to do the quick checkout, and you gotta wait for the person to be done with, you know, they're managing like 20 self checkout lanes. You gotta wait for them to be available to come over and check you out. You know, they gotta scan like 3 random items or something.
KE4ZYQ.
Yep, I remember doing that too. It's like, okay, well, what's the purpose of a self-checkout if I have to sit here and get audited and I save no time? Go ahead, Joe.
Well, guys, if you want to feel like you're in a different country, just go down Hall Road east of Garfield on the south side of Hall Road to Walmart. When you walk in that store, you swear you're in another country of all the workers with different outfits on, and I don't mean the visitors or the customers, I'm talking about the employees that have the head garb and the language and the look. You swear you're not in the USA.
That's how I feel about the one at 18 and Mound.
I have not been into that Walmart, and that's interesting, but I personally don't care as long as they check me out quicker.
Yeah, a while ago I went to a Costco here by me, and I have to drive one of those Amigos. I can't walk through the stores. So I drove up by the checkout. They had an open lane, or if there was a lane that's supposed to be open, next to one of the checkouts for general traffic, just people going out that don't have anything to check out. They had it all blocked off. It was a big area, too, big enough for an Amigo to get through, and I had to tell the manager, you know, you created a fire hazard here. If there was a bomb or explosion or fire and somebody in Amigo couldn't get through there, your hands, you know, blood would be on your hands for not being able to get out of the aisleway there. So immediately he cleared that sucker up.
Yep, get the fire marshal in there. All right, I got it. My wife just got home. I will check out what's going on. It's what I call tornado time. Whenever the family leaves or comes, I gotta deal with the tornado. So I'll be back later. AFA done.
All right, man. I'll catch you later. I'm going to jump out soon and call my wife, make sure she was able to get what she needed because her phone's still not working. At least the data's not. Joe, have a good night. Dave, I'll talk to you later probably, or tomorrow morning, or whatever. At ADBM, I'll be clear.
Hey, guys, have a good night, safe night, happy night, healthy night, and talk whenever. KE4ZYQ.
Well,
KFADYL.
WDHKLL. KFADIC.
KFADYL.
WDHKLL. KFADIC.
KFADYL. KFADYL.